Ragnar and Uhtred are fictional, though a family with Uhtred's name did hold Bebbanburg, now Bamber Castle, later in the Anglo-Saxon period, and as that family are my ancestors, I decided to give them that magical place a little earlier than the records suggest. Most of the major events happened. The assault on York, the siege of Nottingham, the attacks on the Four Kingdoms all are recorded in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, or in Asser's Life of King Alfred, which together are the major sources for the period. I used both those sources and also consulted a host of secondary works. Alfred's life is remarkably well documented for the period, some of that documentation written by Alfred himself. But even so, as Professor James Campbell wrote in an essay on the king, arrows of insight have to be winged by the feathers of speculation. I have feathered lavishly, as historical novelists must, yet as much of the novel as possible is based on real events. Guthrum's occupation of Wareham, the exchange of hostages and his breaking of the truce, his murder of the hostages and occupation of Exeter all happened, as did the loss of most of his fleet in a great storm off Durlston Head near Swanage. The one large change I have made was to bring Ubba's death forward by a year, so that in the next book, Uhtred can be elsewhere. And persuaded by the arguments in John Peddy's book, Alfred, Warrior King, I placed that action at Cannington in Somerset, rather than at the more traditional site of Countisbury Head in North Devon. Alfred was the king who preserved the idea of England, which his son, daughter, and grandson made explicit. At a time of great danger, when the English kingdoms were perilously near to extinction, he provided a bulwark that allowed the Anglo-Saxon culture to survive. His achievements were greater than that, but his story is far from over, so Uhtred will campaign again.
That was Last Kingdom by Bernard Cornwell, read by Tom Selwood. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to this Sound Library audiobook. For more information, please contact us at BBC Audiobooks America, P.O. Box 1450, Hampton, New Hampshire, 03843-1450, or call us at 1-800-621-0182.